Identify your passion. Where is your passion here in this church? I don't know how many of you got a chance to see the powerful movie several years ago, In Pursuit of Happiness. How many of you saw that with Will Smith, the great singer, rapper, and star? It's the story of Chris Gardner, a young man with a son whose wife has left him, who is struggling and finds himself in an internship program to get his life together as a stockbroker, and he is trying to study and be a part of that with no money whatsoever. It doesn't pay anything at all, and he's simply there trying to get trained and then ultimately elected to be one out of the 20 who will get cut. In the midst of that, with no money, then he's thrown out of his apartment. His wife leaves him, or girlfriend leaves him. And as Chris Gardner is busy trying to get his life together, he sleeps with his son on the street. He sleeps in bathrooms. He sleeps wherever he can find a place. And then suddenly there it was. Glide Memorial United Methodist Church, San Francisco. At that church, Cecil Williams, one of the profound preachers of our time in the Methodist Church, sees him and his son and says, God has something in store for you. God has something good for you. Come through this line and we will take care of you. And he lives in the shelter. Now, this is a shelter, friend, that stays open all day with food three times a day and with people 7 days a week coming in. They don't stop. And what Chris Gardner got is he stands in line with his son. As he's thinking about his life and trying to figure out his direction and praying about his goals, that as he's going through lines, there he finds the most passionate people working at Glide Memorial who don't just feed him physically, but feed him spiritually. You know what they're saying to Chris? Chris, you're going to make it. Your son's going to be blessed. Don't worry about that job. Just keep praying. Stay here and Glide Memorial's going to glide you through. And if you remember the story, he gets the job. He becomes successful. But what the movie doesn't show you is that as that passionate identity of that church who knew that its role was to feed the hungry and the homeless and the helpless, that as those passionate people pulled together, they realized one thing, that their goal was to make homeless folk have a home. And after that, it clicked to Chris Gardner that his life and identity no longer was just trying to make money. It was more than just taking care of his son, but that one day he'd come back there and help Glide Memorial feed other people. His passion became the passion of people. His passion became the passion of feeding the homeless and hungry. What's your passion this morning? Is it McDonald's or is it the passion to feed our world? Everybody ought to have a passion. Something ought to tug you this morning that you ought to say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Got it? Identify your passions. But not only that, not only identify your passion, but understand God will give you the confidence to do the impossible. Through God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, that whatever your inadequacies are, whatever you feel you cannot do, face your fears and ask God to give you the confidence you need. That's really what that one single talent guy needed, just confidence in knowing that God was with him. I love the Peanuts cartoon. Charlie Brown gets up early one morning, and as he's getting up, he says to his mom in the kitchen with his PJs still on, he says, you know, Mom, I've discovered the difficulty I have getting out of bed. She says, well, what is it? He says, I'm allergic to mornings. All of us have fears this morning. All of us have some inadequacies. All of us have doubts. But I want to tell you this morning to trust in God. And God will see you through all that you are facing and all that you need to ultimately fulfill your passion, your ministry, your call. There's a really fantastic story of a man who was in a tragic car accident. And following that accident, he lost his left arm and two legs. Only thing left was his right arm, a thumb and a finger. And as he began to reflect upon God saving his life, he became at a point where he just felt sorry for himself. Have you ever had a pity party?